2 years ago, Delaware earmarked tens of millions of dollars of its federal COVID-19 relief money into a statewide homeownership program. WHYY's business reporter Kristen Mossbrooker-Garza followed one developer who is rehabbing vacant homes in Wilmington.
Construction industry laborer turned real estate developer Charlie Bass Davis says the city's east side is full of...
We're filled up with a bunch of boarded houses, rental properties, not many homeowners, not much care for that side of town.
Even though it's just a few blocks away from downtown. And while she's not interested in helping gentrify her old neighborhood, she does want to help revitalize the community. So she learned the tools of a new trade through the city's Emerging Housing Developer Program. Walking down one hard-hit block, the now CEO of Steel Development says it's a bustling.
Like a construction site. There's gates up, there's trailers out there, there's dirt, equipment, you name it. It's like one big construction site, but it's only one small city block.
She expects to finish rehabbing four of those homes on Bennett Street by the end of the year. It's all possible because of three things. Buying cheap vacant properties from the city of Wilmington's land bank, securing a construction loan and support from a nonprofit lender, Sener, and getting a cash subsidy from the federal stimulus money through the Delaware Catalyst Fund. Most developers ignore neighborhoods like the East Side because the cost to flip vacant houses is higher than how much it can be sold for later. But she can get a $120,000 subsidy per unit because of that Catalyst Fund. Here's the deal, though. She must sell the single-family home to buyers who earn no more than 120% of area median income. In Wilmington, that's about $96,000 for one person and $137,000 for a family of four. That's middle class, says Sener Vice President Deanna Sargent.
Teachers, you know, your firefighters, emergency personnel, we want to make sure that our workforce has access to affordable housing.
Delaware earmarked $20 million for the program at first, but demand and spending deadlines meant some of the money was reallocated. So $13 million helped create 60 new affordable homes statewide. It's a balance between investing in neighborhoods without displacing residents, says Delaware State Housing Authority Director Stephanie Griffin.
And the goal being that, you know, the more of this you do and like a concentrated, targeted effort, the stronger you can make that community, the more you can like improve property values for existing homeowners and for people coming in.
These pilot projects for affordable housing frustrates advocates like Cheyenne Miller, who says there needs to be long-term commitment for equitable change.
It's not going to be enough. One, the money's going to run out, as it usually does.
She worries that the city's increasingly expensive rental market is jeopardizing the next generation, who can't save up for a down payment.
If you can't afford high rent, you're not going to be able to afford homeownership.
Affordable housing is a challenge in a state like Delaware. Not even developer Bass Davis is a homeowner yet.
No, I am not. Not yet. But I will be soon. We're in the makings now. We're looking for our first fixer-upper.
The Catalyst Fund program will end by December. But Bass Davis looks to reinvest her profits into more affordable housing. But it will likely be rentals. Kristen Mossbrooker-Garza, WHYY News.